I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
We're watching An Unearthly Child, and I have been going on for ages about so many things. Barbara is, you know, having a chat with Ian about the Doctor, and they have another Dr. Foreman, Doctor Who, you know, amusing gag. Susan feels like she's being watched because, you know, she's an alien and probably slightly psychic. Contact. She doesn't do contact. But she feels like she's being watched. And then the Doctor has decided he's going to have a pipe. The Doctor is going to start smoking, just like this is something he does back in 1963, just smokes a pipe. That is confronting. That's not something I thought I'd ever see the Doctor do. But it's important for the plot, obviously, because as soon as he lights the pipe, he's attacked by the needy barista. Probably because he didn't give him a tip, even though the barista got his name wrong in his coffee order. Susan, Ian and Barbara run over to help the Doctor, but he is gone. The barista has dragged him off to a different coffee shop, I think. Susan's frantic, like really frantic, like beyond, like it's almost kind of like, are you okay? Some of the Doctor's stuff is smashed, his notebook's left behind, and Susan's like, he'd never leave this behind, and it sends her even more silly than she even was. And she's convinced something's happened to him, and then Ian notices that the sand is nearly freezing. I think that's meant to make us know that it's the Ice Age, but it's not kind of really, you know, said out loud. It's just like, oh, the sand's cold. In the cave, some kids are playing a game where they pretend to kill a saber-toothed tiger. That's some fun business. Someone comes to Zar. He's the guy that had the bone. and says that Cal told them that the tribe he came from, he's seen many people make fire. Oh, apparently Orb teaches people how to make fire. Oh, is that the sun? Do they call the sun Orb? They're praying to the sun. Great. God is the sun. A bloke brings the unconscious Doctor to Zar and said he made fire with his fingers. Oh, I guess this is Cal. And the smoke came out of his mouth. And Cal says, if you wait for Zar to make fire, you'll all die when the cold comes. And then some other bloke says, Zar has too many skins. He's forgotten what the cold is like. Oh, because he's got, because he's, you know, the leader, I guess. He gets to wear all of the animal skins. Everyone else is just like in, you know, a thread. Not that they really had worked out how to make threads back then. It was all they were wearing is skins of things. Zar's like, all right, I'll kill some bears. And the bloke's like, Zar will just rub his hands and ask Orb to bring fire. And Cal says, tigers will come and get them in the night. Oh, because the fire keeps tigers away, I see. And he says, I've brought the creature who makes fire with his fingers. And Zar's just like, it's an old man in strange skins. The doctor wakes up and says, I can make all the fire you want. Zar wants to take him to the Cave of Skulls and force him to make fire. The doctor searches his pocket for matches, and he can't find any. And he's like, if you take me back to my ship, I'll make all the fire you want. But everyone's convinced he's a liar. Oh, whoopsie. Doctor's just yelling, I cannot make fire. Cal pulls out a rock and is going to kill the doctor when Susan, Barbara, and Anne like all appear in the cave. Zar's going to kill Anne, and then the doctor says, if he dies, there will be no fire. Cal is kind of creeping onto Barbara. It's kind of gross. And the old woman wants her killed. But Zar stops him and says something about Orb and fire. They're yelling a lot and very incomprehensibly. I guess they are, you know, prehistoric. They haven't formed proper languages yet. I mean, they all speak English, but we will learn in 15 seasons' time that's the TARDIS translating for them. So Zar orders them taken to the Cave of Skulls. They love this Cave of Skulls. I guess it is the title of the episode. Zar tells an old bloke that his daughter is his. Oh, this is her dad. And he tries to take her away. He's like, he was the leader once, apparently, until Orb went away and everyone died. Oh, I see. So this is more of the Ice Age business happening. The old woman is like, no, we can't have fire. Fire will kill us all. So she's a prehistoric anti-vaxxer, obviously. she does not want the progress that comes with fire. It's too much. It's terrifying. It's too much change. Stop it with the fire. The last guy had fire. It was really bad. I love that they've got prehistoric anti-vaxxers in this show. Like anti-fire. I'm anti-fire. I'm really against fire. I'm not into it. In the cave, Anne, Barbara, the doctor and Susan are all tied up. They obviously don't know that there is some sort of anti-vaxxer, anti-fire business going on outside the cave. I'm mad for it. You know, like whenever there's kind of like an advancement, people are against it. And you kind of go later on, why were people against this? There's been anti-vaxxers going on as long as there's been vaccines. Like even like when they first cured polio, people were like, oh no, it's going to make everyone grow four legs. Mainly people hated the original vaccines because it came from cows. Because that's where I think vax is like, I think is it Latin for cow? So vaccine means it's just a thing from a cow because they would inoculate it in a cow. Or was it a horse? Anyway, I've forgotten. I'm pretty sure it was a cow. And they thought that what would happen was that you would take the vaccine for polio or whatever the first vaccine was and you would turn into a cow. Like, seriously, people believe this. It was like a thing. It's like, oh, no, I don't want to take that. I'll turn into a cow. So, yeah, I mean, it certainly wasn't vegan way back when. But, yeah, and also, like, anytime there's progress, like, I don't know if you know this, but at one point there was an innovation in aviation. During World War One, a lot of, you know, planes were getting shot down and people would just go down with the plane and they're like, we're going to die. So they developed parachutes and people were anti-parachute. People thought it was like... It's like, you know, people who play PlayStation games and think you're cheating if you play it on easy mode. Like, they were like that. They're like, no, no, if you're going to go up in the sky, like having a parachute, like just, you should just be able to land your plane. What are you, like, don't be jumping out of the plane thinking you can come down to Earth in a weird kite. So, yeah, there were anti-parachutes as well as. There's always been someone anti something that's good. Anyway, in the cave where Ian, Barbara and Susan and the doctor are tied up, they look over at the skulls for which the cave is named, obviously, and Ian's like, oh, they've all been split open. Ah, dun, dun, dun. Well, it is called the Cave of Skulls for a reason, but obviously none of these skulls were put in there because of a good reason. They've all been whacked in the head at some point and murdered. All right, the next episode is called The Forest of Fear. And I'm sure they'll spend some more time in the cave freaking out about the skulls with the cracks in them. Ah, help me, the skulls.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.